The Wall Street Journal said he's one of the most innovative minds in football.
He's a rat.
ESPN once called him the guru of the spread.
Scumbag.
Football Scoop labeled him the mastermind behind college football's number one offense.
Nobody likes him, not even his family.
He took three separate teams over a five-year period and made each a top-10 offense.
Yeah, but he's such a horse's ass. He was fired by future United States Senator Tommy Tuberville in the middle of the season, even though he had a 5-2 record.
No wonder CBS Sports said there's never been quite a coach like Franklin. He marches to a different beat.
Pariah, an outcast, a person or animal that is despised, shunned, or avoided. Warning, buckle up and put your big boy pants on. This isn't your friendly kiss-ass coach's show. If you can't handle the truth, eject immediately.
And now, from parts unknown, it's the Pigskin Pariah. The one, the only, Coach Tony Franklin.
Friday night, December the 3rd, 6:28 p.m. By the time that you get this, the first two games that I will talk about will have already been played for championship weekend, but I'm going to give them to you anyway. I think by now, since I've given you some others that I lost, that you know that these are true. The Western Kentucky UTSA game, by the time that you hear this, it will already be over. It is a rematch. Western Kentucky lost in a shootout in the first game. Jeff Traylor made a decision that he would stay at UTSA and turn down at least one Power 5 job for probably $1.5 million or more than what he would make at UTSA. UTSA signs him to a 10-year, $30 million contract. They're undefeated, but they didn't play great the last three games of the season. UTSA has been on a roll. I mean, they have been on an absolute roll until the last few games. Western started off the season and played some really tough teams, playing Michigan State, playing Indiana, playing Army. I think that schedule made them better because they survived it, and then they got into conference play, and their only loss was to UTSA. I believe this may be the best game of all the games that are going to be on. And I have to go with who's playing the best right now. And I believe that Western Kentucky is playing the best football right now. They're favored by 3.5 points in this game. They're 8-4 on the season, 9-3 against the spread. UTSA 11-1, 8-4 against the spread. UTSA was undefeated until North Texas. And North Texas just wore them out completely. The fact that UTSA's coach decided to stay is a huge deal. The fact that Western Kentucky's probably going to lose their offensive coordinator right after this game would be my guess. He'll be going somewhere because of the phenomenal season and the amazing turnaround they had on offense. But I'm going to go with Western Kentucky and give up the 3.5 points in the Conference USA championship game. The other rematch tonight, that comes on a little bit later, Oregon and Utah. This also, Utah won this game in their first meeting at Utah and just absolutely beat Oregon's brains out. They whipped their ass all up and down the field. A lot of times when that happens, when you turn around and play a team again the next time, it's hard to get your guys to believe that they can beat you. And therefore, sometimes it reverses exactly from what it was the first time. However, there's extenuating circumstances in this game. Oregon looks like they're going to lose their offensive coordinator after the game. Joe Moorhead, rumored to be the new head coach at Akron. It's a chance that Mario Cristobal, strongly rumored now that Miami is making a run for him. He's from Miami. His mother, who's not well, is from Miami. And there's a chance that he may end up taking that job and going back. Distractions mean something. Distractions sometimes are hard to overcome. Therefore, I'm staying with Utah. Only favored by 3 points, 9-3 on the season, 5-7 against the spread. Oregon, 10-2. but only 5-7 against the spread. I believe Utah makes it 2 in a row and that they win the Pac-12 championship. So we'll give up the 3 points and take Utah. And by the time you hear this, you'll already know whether or not that I was brilliant or a dumbass on those two games. In the Big 12 championship game, another rematch, which Oklahoma State defeated Baylor earlier in the season. When I go back and I look at that game, and I look at the two seasons, here's what I see. Two of the best coached teams in all of football for 2021. Dave Aranda turning down other job opportunities to stay at Baylor with a new contract. 10-2 overall, 8-4 against the spread. Oklahoma State, Mike Gundy, signing a lifetime contract to stay at Oklahoma State and coach as long as he wants to coach. 11-1 overall, 9-2 against the spread. In the earlier meeting this year, Oklahoma State kind of dominated this game, controlled the clock, beat them a couple of scores. They're only favored by 6 in this game, and if they win this game, I believe they get into the Final Four. I'm going to take Oklahoma State to repeat the victory of the first time against Baylor. Even though they're coming off the gigantic win against Oklahoma in an emotional game, those are hard to overcome. But when you're playing to get into the Final Four for a chance for a national championship, trust me, they'll be ready to play. Mike Gundy, again, one of the best coaches in all of football and having one of the best seasons in the history of their school. I'll take Oklahoma State, give up the 6 points, and take them to win the Big 12 championship by more than 6. Northern Illinois and Kent State, I haven't picked a MAC game all year long, but I'm going to pick this one. It was a great game the first time around. Kent State barely nipped them the first time, and it was just one turnover difference in the game. Northern Illinois had one, Kent State didn't. I'm going to say it reverses fortune. Kent State 7-5, 6-6 against the spread, favored by 3.5. I'm going to take the underdog, Northern Illinois, 8-4, 7-4-1, and I get 3.5 points. I pick Northern Illinois to cover the spread and hopefully to win the championship. San Diego State and Utah State in the Mountain West Conference Championship. San Diego State, Brady Hoke goes home, goes back where he coached before. Phenomenal 11-1 season, 6-5-1 against the spread. Utah State, 9-3 overall. Blake Anderson, great job turning them around, 8-4 against the spread. When you go back and you look at these two teams and you see that San Diego State is favored by 6, I believe that is a huge underlay. I think that's the right proper word for the term. They should be favored by 10 or more, in my opinion. I'm going to take San Diego State to win the game and to cover the spread of 6, and I believe they may actually blow out Utah State. San Diego State's defense is elite. Utah State has been up and down. They've lost some games really bad. I believe San Diego State will be hungry, and I think that they will win this game by a bunch. Louisiana and App State, weirdest spread I've ever seen, I think. Louisiana blew out App State at home earlier this year. App State is now favored by 3. Louisiana's 11-1 overall for the year, but only 5-7 against the spread. App State 10-2, 8-4 against the spread. I went back and I looked at the game. I looked at the matchups. I looked at the yards per play the first time that they played, the total yards of the game. And I don't understand the spread, which usually Vegas is right, and that means App State's going to win the game. I'm going to stay with Louisiana. I know Billy Napier's leaving. Maybe that's why they're picking this, because they think that he'll be distracted because he's leaving. But he is coaching in the game. I think his players appreciate the fact that he's been upfront and honest with them all along. I don't think they care. I think they'll go out, they'll play good football, and I think they'll win the game. That's all they have to do. We're getting 3 points. So Louisiana to cover and to win. Georgia and Alabama already picked, gave you a 45-minute podcast on it yesterday. Again, I tried to find reasons why Alabama could win that game. I went through everything that I could find. I went through every statistic. I broke it down. If you didn't hear that podcast, listen to it. If you're going to watch this game, It's the most in-depth look that I've ever done for a ball game before. I've watched both teams every game this season. I've broken them down. I've looked at all the stats. I've looked at the injuries. I've looked at who's there. I tried to find a way for Alabama to win 11-1, 6-5 against the spread. Georgia 12-0, 8-4 against the spread. Georgia 6.5-point favorite in the game. I believe that Georgia will win 28-13. They'll cover the spread. I wouldn't be surprised if it's worse. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a complete blowout. The only reason that I think Alabama has a chance is just simple Nick Saban. He is the best ever in the history of the game, so you hate to bet against him, but I got to pick somebody. I just think Georgia has a team for the ages. I don't think that Alabama can do it unless Georgia turns it over three times minimal and Alabama turns it over none. Everything else favors Georgia in this game. University of Houston versus Cincinnati. Houston 11-1, 7-5 against the spread. Cincinnati 12-0, 7-5 against the spread. Cincinnati wins, they're probably in. Probably going to get into the Final Four, into the playoffs. Luke Fickle possibly, maybe up for the Oklahoma job, maybe up for Miami if that comes open, maybe up for something else if it comes open. I kind of got a feeling Luke Fickle may stay at Cincinnati. Dana Holgorsen having the best year that Houston's had in many, many, many years. Going back and looking at it game by game, it just looks to me like that Cincinnati is probably a two-touchdown better team in this game. I hope I'm wrong. I'm for Houston. I've got an old friend that worked with me, Brandon Jones, the offensive line coach that coaches for Houston. I know Dana a little bit. We're not friends, but I do know him and respect him and wish him the best, and I want Houston to win the game. Don't know anybody with Cincinnati. But I just can't make myself go with it. I want to believe that Houston's going to win, but I just can't. I'm picking Cincinnati to win, cover the 10.5, and possibly it be a blowout. Michigan and Iowa. I followed Michigan all year long. I've seen Iowa just a couple of times. Went back and analyzed each game that Iowa played. Saw every game that Michigan played. Know they're coming off the big game against Ohio State. Everybody's told them how great they are. Understand that. But I do believe Jim Harbaugh has been in big games. He understands it. Kirk Ferentz has been in big games and understands it. The only difference is Michigan is really good. Iowa is good defensively against really bad teams. They have played more bad teams in that league, more bad offenses in that league. It's mind-blowing how many bad offenses they've played. So, yeah, they've got a good defense, and an average defense would be good against the teams that they've played. I believe Michigan is a lot better. Will there be a letdown? Sure there will. You beat Ohio State the way that they beat them, there's probably going to be a letdown. But I believe Michigan is the better team. They got a chance to make a run for a national championship. I cannot see them letting down. I pick them to win the game and to cover a big spread, the 11-0 spread. Why? They're 10-2 against the spread all season. I'll stick with that, and I'll pick Michigan to win the game and to cover the spread. ACC championship game might be the best game of the weekend. Pitt and Wake Forest should be a high-scoring game. Both teams are 10-2. Pitt is 9-3 against the spread. Wake is 6-6 against the spread. Pitt has a first-round draft quarterback and Kenny Pickett that probably should be in the Heisman talk, but he's not really. Wake Forest has a quarterback that very easily could be in the Heisman talk as well. I think they're evenly matched. Wake Forest's offensive coaching is beyond imagination good. Wake Forest, I'm picking. I get 3.5 points. I've been with Wake all year long, picked them to win the conference. I'm staying with them. And I'm going to stick with them all the way through this deal. So Wake Forest to win, and they get 3.5 points. And then finally, a bonus game, USC and Cal, which did not play during the season because Cal had a bunch of players and a controversial COVID decision at their campus. Cal played poorly against UCLA and just took a good ass whipping. I still think UCLA is really, 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 really good. They also whipped USC's ass really bad. Cal is favored by 4.5 at home. USC's players, the only thing I think that motivates them is that their new head coach, Lincoln Riley, is there on campus looking at them, evaluating them, motivating them. Could that be the difference in this game? I don't think so. I've said all year long, I believe Cal's offensive talent is as good as they've had in a long time. I love their tight ends, love their offensive line, love, love, love the quarterback. Think the quarterback should be a Heisman guy. He should be, if he stays one more year, I think he's got a chance to be a draft guy. And I just believe that Cal is better than what they've played. So I'm going to take Cal minus the 4.5, expect them to play well and to win this game by a touchdown or more. I have to give up 4.5 points, but I will take Cal. Have a great day today on Championship Saturday. Should be a tremendous amount of fun, and we will talk to you on Saturday night, late after, which you won't hear me till Sunday morning, but I'll be talking after the games. Take care.
Thanks for listening to today's show. One, go to coachtf.com/podcast and leave us your email so we can send you your free download for our Pigskin Pocket Card, which gives you 10 simple steps to follow daily to ensure an amazing life. Two, do something good today for someone who can never repay you, and you'll have truly lived an amazing life. 3. Join us Monday through Friday for new episodes and download any of our episodes wherever you get your podcast, or simply download from our coachtf.com/podcast. 4. Give us a 5-star review today so we can continue to put together entertaining and informative episodes. Always remember, do good, no repay.